And good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Coming up today on the show, we've got a conversation a little later on with Manhattan Regional Airport Director Jesse Romo. We'll take a look at, among other things, July employment numbers. But we're going to start off, as we normally do here, the second Monday of the month with our friends from K-State College of Veterinary Medicine. And this month's featured guest is Dr. Neela Boyer, Clinical Associate Professor from the K-State College of Veterinary Medicine, who specializes in canine and feline practice. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you here today. Of course, KSU College of Veterinary Medicine was part of Everybody Counts this weekend, offering some pet screenings. Tell us how you were involved.
Yeah, so it was a great opportunity to get involved in the community this weekend. So we had, I think we had 12 to 15 veterinarians involved and numerous nursing staff and a whole lot of veterinary students that came to volunteer their time on Saturday. So my involvement, I took care of cats on Saturday. So we have the new WOW outreach vehicle for shelter medicine here. And so I was able to use that for the first time, for me anyway, and took care of a lot of cats. So outside, we were getting a lot of dogs examined at the same time. So we had several areas that we had dogs getting their examinations. We were able to get vaccines for those animals, rabies vaccine especially, so important to get that in. And then respiratory for cats, and parvo vaccines for dogs, and we got them dewormed and flea and tick products. We treated some ears and treated some skin problems. So it was a great opportunity. We had some repeat clients come in, pets that we've seen before through this outreach. So it was a great opportunity to serve our community.
It's probably a good educational component here for a lot of pet owners who maybe don't realize how often they need to go have their pets checked up on.
That's right. And it's so great for our students. They get to sit down with those clients and visit with them about the importance of routine veterinary care. And the vaccines are, of course, very important, but seeing a veterinarian so that they can check for a lot of things. We found numerous health problems in some of these animals that are going to necessitate trips to a clinic as well. So it's that physical exam is so important to make sure that we're catching those things early rather than late.
We were talking a little bit about rabies here before we went on air, and you mentioned getting some rabies shots in these dogs and cats, and that's I didn't realize this, but you said it's pretty much been eradicated here in the United States, but it's still a global problem.
Well, we still see rabies, and unfortunately, we still see a lot of rabid animals turned into our diagnostic lab here at Kansas, our rabies lab. We still absolutely see it in dogs and cats, but thankfully, it's far less likely than in other parts of the world. We don't see the dog-to-dog transfer of rabies like they do in other parts of the world. Most of the cases we see come in that get turned in are bats and skunks in our area. Some parts of the country, it's raccoons. Those are the most common animals with rabies, and unfortunately, they still transfer those. In the United States, cats are actually our domestic animal that's most commonly infected because they're going out, they're hunting, and they're catching these animals that can be rabid. So because some of these animals, cats that we saw through this outreach, some of them are going outside, it is so important that they have that rabies vaccine. And unfortunately, indoor cats do get exposed to rabies too. We always get bats every year that get into people's houses, especially in the fall, and they expose often the cats because the cats, they catch the bats when they're in the house and they can get exposed to rabies that way. So, meaning eradicated, I would say not entirely, but we are doing a much better job than they are in other parts of the world where on average, I think 55 or so thousand people die from rabies globally in some parts of the world, especially the Middle East and Africa. So it's still a global threat to us.
All right. Well, obviously vaccine is so important for your animals. And, you know, if you've missed out on going to the event Saturday, I'm sure there's other opportunities for people to take advantage of these kind of services.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be able to do more outreach as time goes on. Last year with COVID, no event last year happened, so we missed out on our opportunity last year. But in the past, we've been able to attend this event, and it's been a great opportunity for our students and to be able to provide that to our clients of our community is wonderful.
Yeah. As far as your facility there, you guys are you guys open full on at the facility?
We are. K-State reinstituted a mask mandate, so masks are required in our facility again. And we are doing the best we can to keep everybody safe, but still to be able to see patients. We've been seeing dogs and cats, of course, all the way through, but now we're allowing clients back into the building, which is wonderful. So we can meet with them and the students can get good interviews with their clients. And we've been doing the best we can with Carside for a long time, but we're blessed to be able to get people back into the building here over the last few months.
Okay. Well, one of your main topics here that we're going to discuss has to do with a behavioral issue in cats, and that has to do with cat house soiling and maybe some tips here that people can do to can try to help with these things. I don't have a cat personally, but I've had them in the past. But I've never encountered this issue. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, so house soiling is one of those things that actually is a pretty common problem. So about 10% of cats are estimated to suffer from a house soiling problem at some point in their lives. And it is a concern that a lot of times clients don't realize that we can help them with this. And so they fail to bring it up at that all important wellness exam. So it is so important to make sure that we are getting those questions answered. Is the cat utilizing their box or boxes appropriately? And we see really two different components. The first one is going to be marking. So cats can mark with urine or stool, even scratching that cats do, or when they run their face against our hands. Those are all ways that they mark. So unfortunately, we sometimes get cats that will begin to mark with urine or stool. And those are cats that often are quite stressed and anxious. And for one of many reasons, being an intact male or female cat, they also mark to signal their desire to reproduce. But in most of our cats that are living indoors, they're spayed or neutered. And so a lot of times there is a behavioral concern that underlies that. The other one is house soiling, where the cat is often stops using their box entirely and they begin to hide urine or stool somewhere around the house. And those are often cats that are stressed about something with the litter box itself. Perhaps it's not being cleaned often enough. They don't prefer the litter type. Maybe it's a covered box and they'd prefer uncovered. So really it gets down to trying to think a lot like how the cat might prefer things. And we can absolutely work with our clients to try to determine how to solve this problem. The earlier it's recognized and brought to our attention, the better the long-term outcome.
How often would you say it's good to check your litter box there if you have a cat?
Yeah. Well, with our male cats especially, they can have something where they form a little bit of mucus or a plug of gritty material, and they have an inability to urinate suddenly because their long, narrow urethra gets plugged by that material. And so a lot of times people don't realize how important it is to watch those boy cats, that they are able to urinate normally. And sometimes people go on vacation thinking the cat will do okay when they're on their own. But in fact, they may not, especially if it's a male cat and they have this problem, because it's life threatening if they can't urinate. So really, we should be encouraging our clients, and we do, for most cats, if they're consistently using one box, we want to make sure we're getting it scooped a couple times a day. Our rule of thumb is if you have multiple cats, that we actually have one litter box per cat plus one extra box. And those really, we need to think about where they're located in the house. A lot of times people put them in places like a laundry room or a furnace room, but that's actually the least preferred area by most cats because of the sounds of the furnace kicking on, or the washer dryer. Or we place them in areas that are heavily trafficked, which can be a bit stressful when cats want their privacy to use the restroom. So I tell clients we want to have, especially with multiple cats, we want to have a litter box where they can have kind of a 360-degree view around the box, because sometimes with multiple cats, we'll have some inter-cat aggression where one cat blocks access to or from the litter box, and the cat will start utilizing other spaces in the house for fear of getting attacked by that cat when they come and go. So they really should be in an area that's somewhat private, but also well lit, so that they can see around them and they're not in a dark closet.
Okay.
So really we talk about meeting some environmental things for cats, things like making sure that they have ready access to their litter areas, that they have separated food, water, and play places in the house, that they have a rather predictable routine with their owner. Some cats really enjoy playing. Other cats are more more secluded and have a lifestyle that doesn't necessarily involve daily play sessions with their owner. So we really try to think about what's going to meet their environmental needs. Think about making sure we're keeping those areas tidy for the cat's sensitive noses, and making sure they have safe areas from other, if they have a dog in their house, for example, or multiple other cats, We need to make sure they've got plenty of areas where they can jump up and seclude away, so vertical and horizontal hiding spaces as well.
All right. Cats are very particular. And
some are easy keepers, and some we really have to really think a lot about how to meet their needs, and we're happy to help our clients to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's take a quick time out. We'll come back more with Dr. Neela Boyer here from the K-State College of Veterinary Medicine. And we'll take your phone calls, too, if you've got them. 785-537-1350. You're listening to K-Man.